Welcome to the Model Railroader, your ultimate destination for all things railroading. From trains.com, we bring you step-by-step modeling and construction projects, insightful reviews, tips from the experts, and more. This program is proudly presented by Aftersight, a community hub for audio news, entertainment, and resources. Find us at aftersight.org. This program is intended to be used solely by individuals who are blind or have low vision. All aboard!
Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul. The first article is on trains.com, conducted by Eric White. The first subarticle is Accurately Modeling the 1950s. The transition era remains one of the most popular time periods with railroad hobbyists. It offers both steam and diesel locomotives, pre-war and post-war rolling stock, and a booming economy that was still fueling railroads' prosperity with robust freight and passenger traffic. This article from Mitch Horner offers plenty of tips, as well as links to more in-depth stories for people who really want to dig into the time period. The next subarticle is Building a Glass Plant. Model Railroader magazine editor Eric White introduces his modeling project for the East Troy Industrial Park layout, an upcoming series in the magazine that's previewing on trains.com video. Follow along as Eric explains how he plans to model this fascinating rail-served industry using kit bashing and scratch-building techniques supported by on-site research. The next sub-article is Photo of the Day. We take a look back at some of the best modeling that has run in Model Railroader magazine over the years. S-scale gained popularity during the 1940s and 50s because of American Flyer toy trains, and the scale is still going strong today. Here we see New York Central 484, number 6008, passing Tower SM with the milk train on Ed Luizzo's New York Central Valley Division layout. Andy Sperandio took the photo. The final inset article is East Troy Industrial Park, Switch Motors. Learn how the Model Railroader Trains.com team installed Walther's Layout Control System switch machines on our new project layout. David Pop and Bryson Sleppy get under the benchwork and show you how to get the most out of these versatile devices. Remember, as a Trains.com member, you can go back and catch up on any episodes you might have missed, and you can keep up with all of the new videos as we post them. The next article is From the Editor by Eric White. Novi Convention, Not Your Father's NMRA. As I write this, I'm organizing my thoughts about recently concluded National Model Railroad Association Convention in Novi, Michigan. The North Central region of the NMRA set out to create a different convention that was more accessible to more people and appear to have succeeded wildly. Trains.com staff writer Lucas Iverson and I attended around a dozen layout open houses, spoke to multiple vendors, attended several clinics, and came away with confidence the hobby is doing just fine and the NMRA is positioning itself to be relevant well beyond the 90 years it's been around so far. The NMRA and Model Railroader have a long history together, with Model Railroader founder Al Kalmbach also being a founder of the NMRA. This month, we hear from NMRA Magazine editor Cynthia Priest, who shares her experiences as a Model Railroader and how membership in the hobby organization made her participation in the hobby more fulfilling. As the NMRA's 90th anniversary year comes to a close, we'll be featuring stories that share people's experiences with the group. Many people know about its role in setting standards in the model railroad hobby, though many of those standards have long been set, such as track and wheel sets, rolling stock weights, and coupler heights. There are still developments on the horizon. Technology is changing the hobby, just as it is the rest of modern life. How these changes get implemented in the hobby may be something the NMRA needs to have discussions about. One of the clinics Lucas and I attended was about using battery power in locomotives. Popularly known as quote-unquote dead rail by many, NMRA President Gordy Robinson opts for the less ominous, quote, power on board, reasoning that the rails may not be dead or unpowered, but capable of supplying power to recharge locomotive batteries. Other discussions covered topics such as 3D printing, which is really coming into its own as a viable method for building unique models that would have been extremely difficult in the past, especially if you wanted more than one identical item, be it windows, doors, or other architectural details, or complete body shells for locomotives and rolling stock. You can check out our video coverage of the convention on trains.com. If any of this has you considering attending next year's convention in Chattanooga, don't wait. This year's convention was popular enough that organizers had to turn away walk-up attendees as they had reached the hotel's maximum occupancy in the public spaces. There's much to be excited about with the NMRA, so go ahead and check it out. See you next year in Chattanooga. The next article is News and Reviews, conducted by Cody Grivno. First up in HO scale, the Norfolk Southern AC44C6M diesel locomotives. Scale Trains offers these modern road units in six different Norfolk Southern paint schemes, including the quote-unquote Sonic Bonnet and Black Mane with Blue Stripes. Features on the HO scale AC44C6M include factory-applied MU and trainline hoses, MU cables, and uncoupling levers, see-through etched metal radiator intake and exhaust grills on the sides and top of radiator compartment, General Electric high-add trucks with rotating bearing caps, and factory-painted wheel faces. Direct current models with 21-pin connector are priced at $225. Models with an ESU LockSound V5 sound decoder sell for $335. Scale Trains, reachable at 844-987-2467 or scaletrains.com. HO Scale Locomotives. Electromotive Division F45 Diesel Locomotive. Burlington Northern, Atkinson, Topeka, and Santa Fe, Canadian Pacific, Copper State Railway, New York, Susquehanna, and Western, and Utah Railway. Detailed cab interior, see-through cab windows, Flexicoil C side frames with high brake cylinders, detailed fuel tank with fillers, gauges, and breather pipes, and flexible rubber train line and MU hoses. Minimum radius, 18 inches. Recommended radius, 22 inches. Direct current model, $264.99. With Soundtracks Tsunami 2 sound decoder, $369.99. Genesis series, Athern trains, reachable at 800-338-4639. Or athern.com. Next is the General Electric E44 electric locomotive. Conrail, Amtrak, Penn Central, and Pennsylvania Railroad. Operating pantographs in DCC only. Road number specific details. Three styles of roof vents, hood doors, and end doors. Various vent hoods as appropriate. And full cab interior with illuminated consoles. Direct current model, $389.95. With ESU LockSound V5 sound decoder, $499.95. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Next is the General Electric ES44AC GEVO diesel locomotive. CPKC, BNSF Railway, CSX in Baltimore and Ohio, Chesapeake and Ohio, or Chessie System, and Pere Marquette Heritage Units. Norfolk Southern and Union Pacific. molded drill starter points for grab irons, prototype-specific trucks in three styles, factory-installed speaker in DC and DCC versions, 6 powered axles per unit, and 2 or 4 vent dynamic brake vent as appropriate. Direct current model, $195.98. With ESU sound and DCC, $260.98. William K. Walthers Incorporated, reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. HO Scale Freight Cars. American Car and Foundry, 2-bay center flow covered hopper. BNSF Railway, Chicago and Northwestern, DuPont, GATX Leasing, Montana Rail Link, Norfolk Southern, Union Pacific, in Denver and Rio Grande Western reporting marks, and Winchester and Western. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Etched metal running boards, metal knuckle couplers, and Intermountain metal wheel sets. $46.95. Intermountain Railway Company, reachable at 800-472-2530 or intermountain-railway.com. Bethlehem Steel Car F68BH Finger Rack Flat Car. Trailer Train and TTX. Prototype specific details. Underbody brake system with more than 18 separately applied parts, including air reservoir, control valve, and reduction relay valve. Detailed 100-ton trucks with hydraulic snubber and bracket details. And vertical handbrake staff and housing with detailed wheel. $52.99. Rivet counter line. Scale trains reachable at 844-987-2467 or scaletrains.com. Thrall 5,800 cubic foot capacity double plug door boxcar. St. Louis, San Francisco or Frisco, Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe, Canadian Pacific, and Milwaukee Road. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Factory-applied door rods, handles, tack boards, door track details, and flexible rubber air hoses. See-through apex, gypsum, or Morton crossover platforms as appropriate, and metal stirrup steps and uncoupling levers. $58.95. Tangent scale models, reachable at 828-412-3886 or tangentscalemodels.com. Evans 4,780 cubic foot capacity 3-bay covered hopper. Greenwood, Nebraska, Farmers Co-op, ADM Milling Company, Armstrong, Aurora, Nebraska, Co-op Elevator Company, FMC Chemicals, Hampton, Nebraska Co-op Elevator Company, and Louis Dreyfus Corporation. Factory-installed grab irons, see-through etched metal running boards and end platforms, and 36-inch metal wheel sets. $57.98. Walther's prototype. William K. Walther's Incorporated. Reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. HO Scale Passenger Equipment. 1800s Wood Passenger Cars. Atchison, Topeka and Santa Fe, Baltimore and Ohio, Pennsylvania Railroad, and Union Pacific. Coach and Combine. Metal vertical brake staff with plastic brake wheel, and Bachmann couplers. $23.98. Rock Island Hobby, reachable at rockislandhobby.com. HO Scale Transit Equipment. Chicago Transit Authority Bud 2600 Series L Cars. Chicago Transit Authority, as delivered, Speedlines logo, Circle logo, Work Motor, Pink Line promotional, and 75th anniversary schemes. Also available painted silver and black but unlettered. One powered and one unpowered car per two car set. Interior with seat and decoration details. Operating headlights, marker lights, and interior lighting on both ends. and detailed underbodies. Two car set, $389.95. With sound, $499.95. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. HO Scale Track, Chicago Transit Authority Elevated Track System. Elevated transit curved kit with rails installed, 45 degrees, one bridge section with joiners, display, three assembled straight sections with box, and straight track kit with rails installed, one bridge section with joiners. Each double track kit contains nickel silver rail and bridge pieces. Track and bridge components have keyed sections to join together. Curve sections feature Chicago Transit Authority's unique heavy guardrail on inside curves with bolt detail. Includes third rail, guardrail, and center walkways. Bridge girders have rivet detail. Inside curve radius, 15 inches. Assembled display track, $99.95. Straight track kit, $29.95. Curved track kits, $49.95. Elevated track rail joiners, which is 48 pieces, $6.95. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. In N-Scale, Electromotive Division SW7 Diesel Locomotive. Road names on the latest run of this end cab switcher from Broadway Limited Imports include Amtrak, Nickel Plate Road, Norfolk and Western, Pennsylvania Railroad, St. Louis Southwestern, or Cotton Belt, Union Pacific, and Union Railroad. The N-Scale SW7, offered in two road numbers per scheme, has a die-cast metal body and chassis, plastic cab, and single or dual headlights as appropriate. The switcher has a minimum radius of 9 inches. Stealth Series models, or no sound, retail for $189.99. Models with a dual-mode Paragon 4 sound decoder are $259.99. Broadway Limited Imports, reachable at 386-673-8900 or broadway-limited.com. Inset into the article is In Memoriam, David Rennard, 1936-2025. David, or Dave Rennard, co-founder of the Hartford Associates for Railroad Modeling, or HARM, and National Model Railroad Association Master Model Railroader No. 35, passed away on April 7th. He was 89 years old. David started work on his HO scale Sylvania Central Railroad in 1965. The freelanced layout was set in the mid-1960s and featured freight and passenger trains. He worked on the roughly 10-by-20-foot layout for more than 50 years. A tribute on the HARM website said, quote, "In every carefully laid rail and hand-built structure, Dave told a story, not just of railroads, but of patience, imagination, and heart. He was more than a master model railroader. He was a master of bringing dreams to life in miniature." End quote. The next inset article is Club Offerings. Western Fruit Express 40-foot steel hinged door refrigerator cars. AccuRail HO scale kits custom decorated for the Great Northern Railway Historical Society. Three paint schemes, 1949, or 1956 to 1960, and 1960 to end of service. 68400 through 68649 series. 1 to 2 road numbers per scheme. Plastic kits with plastic wheel sets, weight, and AccuMate couplers, $31.95. GNRHS Company Store, reachable at gnrhs.org/store. N-Scale Rolling Stock. Pullman Standard 60-foot flat car. Alaska Railroad, Atkinson, Topeka, and Santa Fe, BNSF Railway, Southern Railway, Trailer Train, TTX, and Union Pacific. Multiple road numbers per paint scheme. Body-mounted knuckle couplers and Intermountain metal wheel sets. $38.95. Intermountain Railway Company, reachable at 800-472-2530 or intermountain-railway.com. Z-Scale Locomotives. Electromotive Division SD50 Diesel Locomotive. Kansas City Southern, white with red lettering and yellow sill stripe. Two road numbers. Prototype specific details, blackened metal wheels, traction tires, and American Z-Line auto latch couplers. Contact manufacturer for pricing information. American Z-Line, reachable at 614-764-1703 or AmericanZline.com. Z-Scale Freight Cars. Association of American Railroads 40-foot modified 1937 boxcar. Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy. Boxcar red with Everywhere West on one side and Way of the Zephyrs on the opposite side. Single car and two-pack. Etched metal running boards, positionable doors, solid bearing trucks with blackened metal wheels, and truck-mounted auto-latch knuckle couplers. Contact manufacturer for pricing information. American Z-Line, reachable at 614-764-1703 or AmericanZline.com. Next is the Rapido HO Fairbanks Morse H16-44. A Fairbanks Morse H16-44 diesel locomotive based on a Phase 3 prototype is now available from Rapido Trains. The HO scale model features plastic and die-cast metal construction, prototype-specific details, and body-mounted McDonald Cartier metal couplers. Fairbanks Morse and its Canadian subsidiary, Canadian Locomotive Company, produced the H16-44 from April 1950 until March 1963. During the course of the production, 299 units were built for railroads in the United States, Canada, and Mexico. The sample we received is decorated as Milwaukee Road 435, part of the railroad's 400 through 436 series. The four-axle road switcher was built in January 1956 as Milwaukee Road 2515 and renumbered 435 in 1959. The H16-44 was retired in April 1976 and scrapped on May 14, 1976 at the railroad's shops in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Spotting features on Phase 3 locomotives include C-liner trucks with a curved bottom drop equalizer, straight walkways, and a smaller radiator section. Of the 37 H16-44 diesels the Milwaukee Road rostered, 8, which is 429 through 436, were Phase 3 models. The Rapido H16-44 has many separate factory-applied parts. Details on the front and rear pilots include MU and train line hoses, footboard pilot handrails, uncoupling levers, and MU receptacles. The model is complemented by see-through etched metal footboards, steps, and radiator fan screens. Additional details on the Milwaukee Road unit include wind deflectors on the conductor's side of the cab and an all-weather window on the engineer's side. Modeler installed automatic car identification plates, and an extra all-weather window are included. Our review sample is neatly painted in Milwaukee Road's orange and black scheme. The herald and lettering placement matches prototype images of the 435 that I found online. The road numbers on the long hood look a whisker oversized, but hardly what I'd consider a deal-breaker. The bottoms of the stanchions that extend into the orange should be painted to match. Drawings of the H16-44 were printed in the 1956 Locomotive Cyclopedia of American Practice, Simmons Boardman Publishing Corporation. The Rapido model matches all dimensions. The sample we received has an ESU LockSound V5 sound decoder. For workbench testing, I used an NCE power cab. At step two, the four-axle road switcher crawled along at less than 2 scale miles per hour. The H16-44 achieved a top speed of 72 scale miles per hour at step 28. The locomotive easily switched cars on our Winston-Salem southbound tar branch. With a drawbar pull of 3.8 ounces, the H16-44 can pull 53 free-rolling cars on straight and level track. Rapido has done a great job capturing the lines of the FM H16-44. The sounds of the single chime air horn and the rumble of the 8-cylinder opposed piston diesel engine are the icing on the cake. Signed, Cody Grivno, Senior Editor. Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader Magazine, read by Jason Consul.
You've been listening to the Model Railroader, brought to you by Trains.com. That's TRANES.com, in collaboration with AfterSight. If you've enjoyed this episode, we invite you to visit our website at AfterSight.org for more audio editions and original podcasts. For additional inquiries or to contact us, call us at 303-786-7777 or email contact@aftersight.org. Thank you for listening.